CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, we are live. It is Wednesday morning. It is already the end of September. So all those things that you wanted to do in September, you've got to have done today, or else you are in big, big trouble. It's done. Finished.
Klar.
This morning, I've got Bulelo, you got me, and you've got Jenna Babes. I love this girl. I've been watching her on Instagram for such a long time. She does all this crazy stuff. Her poor mother. Her mother gets involved in... her mother gets involved, whether she likes it or not, in a whole bunch of very funny stuff on Jenna's channel. She's got YouTube. She's got Instagram. You're on TikTok as well, right?
Yeah.
No, you've got to be on all of them. So... Jenna does like vlogs and all kinds of hilarious stuff, and you've got to check her out. You can go and find her on Instagram. It's where I found her anyway. Jenna Babes with a Z at the end. And how long have you been doing this stuff? It's hilarious.
I mean, it's only been a year
that
I've been on TikTok and on Instagram. I started it as a joke because I was living in the UK, and that's one of the funniest parts is that it wasn't meant to be anything. It was just like a fake Instagram. It was a Finsta.
Right.
So I was, traveling. I was living in the UK, and I just thought like the easiest thing to keep up with my friends was to start like a Finsta. Like all my friends had it. It was like the new craze. It was just like something like everyone used to do.
Yeah.
So I was like, why not just start like a Finsta account? And then I started this Finsta account, and it just like kind of morphed into what it is now, and now we're here.
I mean, you're obviously having a lot of fun in there, and you're hilarious because your stuff is...
I love it.
You know, wherever you go and whatever you do, you kind of just, you document this stuff, but you do it in such a funny way, and you've got like a really hilarious kind of authentic and kind of bizarre way of doing things. And your mom, like I said, you drag her into this stuff too, and she has no idea what's happening. Is she still not sure of what you're doing, or does she know it now? Because she'll go like, oh, no, Jenna, what are you doing? You know, she'll look disapproving
at you. She kind of has an idea because I don't hide it. I make it a little bit obvious. Like, I'll be like speaking to her, but I'll be like looking at my phone.
Yeah.
So she's like, are you filming? You know, and then she like, you know, gets all ready and she like flips her hair. Not that I ever put her in. It's just like her voice in the background. But, you know, I'd ask her something that like, the things that I ask her is like, you know, normal conversation between the two of us. I'll be like, Ma, you know, this happened or this happened. And just her reaction is just so funny. I was like, you know, I got to film this, whatever the reaction would be. You know, I have to get it on camera. And those are like my most viral videos of her
Her natural reactions. Because this is the whole funny thing about the internet is that if people are aware of the fact that they're doing a video or whatever, they actually change. And this is the problem with so many people on, whether it's on TV or on radio or anything else, you actually don't get to see the real people because they're so busy.
Yeah.
Worrying about like what the camera is seeing or what they sound like or what they look like most of the time that they're actually not very authentic. And this is what's hilarious about like your channel and some of the best stuff that I've seen on social media is that these people who they're not pretending, they're not putting on a show.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious because you get the actual reactions.
That's definitely, you know, I think that's why people can relate to me so much because it's not like an act. I get people coming up to me and they're like, oh my God, that's what you actually sound like. Like, I thought you were just putting on this accent. And I'm like, no, this is my voice. And when my mom reacts, it's like, oh, that's what she sounds like too.
Yeah.
Like she sounds just... Yeah. You guys sound the same.
And I'm what accent is it? So now when you have to explain, this is my accent.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad you asked. I don't even know what
it is. No, you're welcome. I'm a big time journalist.
Mm.
I think the accent is like, you know, it's a very Jewish kind of kugel. That's what they call us, like a kugel kind of accent. It's a little bit like high pitched, but it's like mine's a little bit huskier. So it's, it's quirky. We say it's quirky.
I have to play you a sound clip, and I'm not going to tell you who this is, but this is somebody who I've known for a long time. She has the most kugelig sounding voice you've ever heard in your life. Just listen to this quickly. She sent me this. I'm not going to say who it is, but just listen to this quickly.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Ah, pity. No problem, my doll. We would have sent you a ticket.
pity. No problem, my doll. I would have sent you a ticket.
That's not, yeah, that's, like, she, that's what my mom's going to probably sound like in a couple of years.
Yeah, this, it's like my favorite accent. I love it.
Yeah. I think it's very foreign to people, so... The more they listen to it, it's like it sounds, I guess it gets better.
Well, I'm glad we've
got better with time.
I'm so glad we've got you on the show, because we actually heard about you through one of my ex-producers, a guy called Michael Flax, who he told us about your Instagram, and I started following you there, and I was like, this is hilarious. This is so funny. It's so great.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for him, we probably would have taken much longer to discover you.
So yeah. I mean, he kind of put me in the spotlight, because after that, I just got a bunch of followers and a bunch of like new fans that I wouldn't have before, because, you know, most of my following were just Joburg Jewish girls and their moms. Right.
Hey, well, you got to start somewhere.
Joburg Jewish girls and boys.
You got to start somewhere.
What does your rabbi think of your newfound fame? What does your rabbi think of newfound fame? Are you now getting closer to the front, or what's going on there?
I'm probably much closer to God than I was before.
Sure.
No, I'm kidding. I'm probably further away. But my dad, funny enough, would like, because when you post a TikTok, so I'm part of the creators program. So I'd post a TikTok, and then I would send that link to my manager. Mm-hmm. So the more shares you get, you know, obviously the more traffic your video gets, and it's just like, kind of the more views and so on and so on and so on. So obviously my parents are my biggest fans. I can do no wrong. Anything is funny. You know, if I'm sleeping in my bed watching Netflix, my mom's like, oh my God, you're amazing. You know, my dad's the biggest fan. So I would send me these links to them, you know, just to send more links to people. And every single video that I've gotten, whether it be, you know, me swearing in the background or something that's like, you know, not so safe for the workplace, it gets into my rabbi.
Oh my God.
So and all my dad's friends. So,
oh my God.
Because obviously he'll just send it, because, you know, the more links you send, the more traffic Jen gets. And it's just like a whole thing. I don't know if he's watched a few of them before, but, you know, the one time he did probably send, when I was like telling my mom that I was getting paralytic on like a night out.
Yeah, yeah.
And that got sent to the rabbi. So maybe he prayed for me, hopefully.
So great. So,
that is good.
I mean, it's interesting how you can really, nowadays it's so easy to just do whatever you want online and you'll find an audience for it. And it's incredible how many people have, you know, like some people do, we spoke to somebody not too long ago who does this mukbang stuff where they basically eat stuff.
Mukbang.
You love mukbang? Yeah. Because that's also something we found out about through Flax for the first time. But we had like a famous South African mukbang person on, and she's got like thousands and thousands of people who just love watching her eat stuff. Or like,
I love it too. I love it. I don't know what it is.
No.
It's just, I think it's like, maybe in like a way it's people kind of like watching, like living out a fantasy, like to get to eat so much food. And like, it looks so good. Like, I don't know, maybe that's I personally relate, because I'm like, I wish I could like just sit and eat.
Yeah,
it's like,
well,
me after the jaw though.
I've got to
do this every day.
I gotta stop eating. I was looking at myself when I woke up this morning. I was like, oh God, ugh. Gotta do something about this. No, really. You know, I go through stages where I'm happy about the way that I'm looking, and then suddenly I'm like, oh my God, you have to absolutely stop eating for 3 weeks and not do anything to do with any carbohydrates or sugars or foods. Just generally stay away from foods. See if you can starve yourself properly. That's my plan of action. Oh my God. there's
yeah,
this,
no, I feel you.
There's this hilarious video that you put up, which is one of my favorite ones, when you sent your mom to the bottle store.
Yeah. And that you, was, yeah.
No, no, well, tell everybody about it because they might not have seen it.
So, well, basically, that was like my most viral video that I've ever made to date. I think it's like over 600,000 views or something. Amazing. Like ridiculous. But literally, that was like not staged at all. So my parents, well, my dad and my stepmother went away. So I had the house to myself. And I was like, what do normal people do when they have the house to themselves?
House
they
party.
Throw a massive party. Mm-hmm. Obviously. Like, you know. So, and it was my birthday. So just like all aligned, the stars aligned for me. I was like, it's my birthday. My parents are away. Like, this is a dream come true. It's a blessing in disguise. So, you know, I live at home with my parents, but that doesn't mean that like I have to like, you know, buy the alcohol. I'm not buying alcohol for my own birthday. You know, someone else must. So I phoned my mom, and my mom doesn't drink. My parents don't really drink at all. So my mom doesn't really know what this kind of stuff is. She just knows that like I drink with my friends. What do I drink? She has no idea, but I'm glad that I told her. So I was like, Ma, like, look, I'm throwing a party, just like for a few friends or whatever, like just the girls.
Yeah.
But like, can you please buy me alcohol? She was like, yeah, like, okay, like I'm busy right now, but like, what do you need? And I was like, Ma, like, don't, you know, overdo it. It's just like cheap bottles of alcohol. It's the ones, it's a tequila. It's called Don Julio. It's like the cheapest bottle in the store. And the other one's called Syrah. And she was like, okay, Jen, look, okay, my baby. Like, whatever you need, like, I can't go right now, but like, I'll try. And like, you know, at the back of my mind, I was actually kind of joking because like, I just thought like, she'll go. She'll see how much the stuff was. And she's like, Jenna, absolutely no way. Like, no way I'm getting this for you. Like, you're on your own. Her favorite word is when she says no to me, she goes, ask your father.
Yeah, exactly.
She was like, ask your father. So anyway, she's like, okay, like, I'll go whenever. So I was like, okay, cool. Like, as if she's actually going to go. Mm. She phones me like 5 minutes later. And she's like, Jen, I'm at Checkers. I'm at the bottle store. I can't find Don Julio. What was it called? And I was like, oh my God, this is like we have to carry on the trend.
Sure.
So then I phoned her again and I was like, okay, well, you know, it's called Don Julio and Ciroc. Like whenever you can get it, go get it. And then she phoned me back and obviously I filmed the whole thing because I make sure that like when my mom phones me, I answer on my laptop so that I can film on my phone. Because usually what I film will be posted to Instagram as well and then uploaded to TikTok. So she goes to the bottle store and she's like, are you mad? Like, how can you send me here at 700 a bottle? And I was like, Ma, like, it's
no,
cheap.
She was like, this is ridiculous. This is, I'm not buying this. This is stupid. I'm not buying this.
Yeah, she goes, and it's like, her favorite thing is like, for what? Like, what do you need to drink all this excessive amounts of alcohol for? Like, just behave. And I'm like, this is like gold. Oh, like, carry on.
Well, I think it's
yeah,
awesome.
that was my most viral video. And I think the ones with my mom are probably my most viral just because people can relate. Cause like, yeah, she's like a Joburg Jewish mom, but like, I think all South African moms would react the same way. You know, they like, cook
well, most, I mean, the funny thing is like most people wouldn't even like ask their moms. So you have to start off by having a good relationship with them because most people would be like, oh my God, if I ask my mom to get me alcohol, she'll lose her shit completely and it'll be terrible.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice to see also that she's got this kind of playful, fun relationship with you. Have you got brothers and sisters?
I do. I've got a lot of step siblings. Mm-hmm. I have 4 step brothers. Mm-hmm. I've got a stepsister.
4.
And then I'm 4.
4.
Wow. 4.
So your stepmama's 5 kids.
And then I've got
kids.
A real brother. No, so both my parents are divorced and they have both remarried. So they have 2 kids from
2 on either side.
Their previous marriage. And then I have a real brother from both my parents.
Right. Well,
but we like opposites. We kind of look the same, but like I'm the youngest out of all the siblings and the funniest, obviously, and the best cousin.
Well,
I'm just it. Thurin
says, morning, guys. Hello, Jenna. Thank you, Flex, for the recommendation. So a lot of these people are following you already. It's very cool. And yeah. Jean says, Jenna Babes is hot. I love the way that you've got like two Instagram accounts and your other one you call like your thirst trap account, which is hilarious.
So that's the thing. So I had my previous Instagram account, which was Jenna Berkowitz, like my normal Instagram account
surname,
that I've had. Surprise everyone. Now go find me, go follow me. But so yeah, I had that Instagram account. That was like my very first Instagram account. And obviously, you know, like you said before, people post what other people like want to see, your best photos, like your prettiest photos. Yeah. There's like no nothing bad's on there. Like,
no, they want it to be, everybody must be jealous of your pictures and everyone must think your life is perfect. And I mean, that's kind of, for most people, I think that's how they try to keep their Instagram. Most of them try to put just all the really kosher stuff on that makes everybody happy.
Yeah, like Jenna, you heard of a guy called Richard Spohr? So he just has.
I have. I listened to your previous podcast, guys. And now I didn't know before, but now I know.
God, what an embarrassing story.
And I don't have Twitter.
No, just put the best pictures up.
Oh, my God.
You know, I pray every day that that will never happen to me. I know it won't.
Yeah,
but
well,
you never know.
I have a theory that we'll. That we'll all end up naked on the internet at some point. So it's going to happen. At some point, all of us are going to
maybe we'll all start an OnlyFans.
I wonder how that's going in South Africa, by the way. I know you don't have one, but I know lots and lots of people who've thought about it and some other people who've done it. And I believe that, like, South Africa's got quite a community on there. I don't know how it works even or how you look people up. But it would be funny. Yeah.
Are there men? Are there men in South Africa? Of course it's going to do well. Gareth, what are you talking about?
No, but I mean, I don't know how. So I don't know how you find people on OnlyFans, because if you don't know their handle, you're not going to find them. And I don't know how they market themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. So you could have a friend who's on there. You wouldn't know. You'd have to have the inside track. You'd have to actually find out from them and then look them up. And that's the only way you'd know that they'd be on there.
Yeah. I actually joke that like Jenna Babes is my OnlyFans account, because obviously you get like these men in your DMs and they're like, Jen, do you have OnlyFans? Like, where's your OnlyFans account? And I'm like, this is my OnlyFans. Whatever I would post on OnlyFans gets posted to Jenna Babes. So, you know. But well, obviously within reason.
We've got quite a lot to get into this morning. We've got some headlines on the way. We've also got a couple of people pitching up and joining in on the show a little bit later. Sean Sanders will join us to talk a little bit about cryptocurrency, which has been up and down in the last while. And we've got to talk about what China's doing there. So that's coming right up. We've also got you're going to love Bulelo, and it's something that I've been waiting to do to you for a long, long time. We've got Starbucks popping around, and they're going to make Bulelo taste a whole bunch of different coffees, and he's going to tell us what he thinks of them, and we'll find out about which coffees across the world people are most interested in, and we'll find out what kinds of things that they've got in their stores you might want to try. All of that is coming up. I mean, how often do we talk about coffee anyway?
Not enough.
Well,
not enough.
I mean, it's something that's come up on the show so many times. So I decided that I'd speak to somebody who I know who actually is running all of that stuff for Starbucks now. And she said, oh, sure, we'll come in and do that. So while we're talking to Bulelo later, we'll figure it out. And they brought their best barista that they could find. We've got a guy called Teddy and we've got a guy called Ishan, and they're both popping in.
Yeah.
Teddy is the current Starbucks barista champion across all European, Middle Eastern, and African regions out of over 10,000. That's a big deal. And he took the title in 2019 and has retained it for an extra year, which is pretty impressive. So this guy is probably one of the few people who can teach Bulelo some things, because otherwise, you know, he's got such an attitude about himself that he thinks he's the only person who knows coffee.
Standards, you know, the principle stands whether you like me or not. So,
well, there we go. Exactly.
But that's awesome. I can't wait to meet that guy. Wow.
Yeah, that and a whole lot more on the way for you a little bit later on. So here's some big news this morning. And in fact, I saw this yesterday on, I think on social media somewhere, that R. Kelly is going to jail. Did you see this?
Yeah, I did see He's that.
Well, I saw loads of
people. What are your thoughts there, Jenna? I mean, R. Kelly, huh?
I think I saw someone who said they hope he rots in. And this is, by the way, this is a very calm, very sensible person. This is not someone who usually says like outrageous stuff on social media. And she's like, I hope R. Kelly rots in jail, that son of a bitch. So that's how some people are feeling. The horrible yeah. person. Oh.
I just think, you know, like just, I think a lot of the bad things that have been happening in, you know, within that area, just like finally people are just like justice is being served.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, people deserve to go to prison for that kind of stuff. And like, sure. you know, regardless of your name, how big you are, what you've done in the past, like that doesn't, you know, it doesn't mean anything when you've done something wrong like he did. So justice has been served. Hope he rots in jail, I guess, like yeah. that chick said. But
well, you know, there are some people that you don't have to apologize for saying, I hope you rot in jail for. And he's one of them. I mean, he's a real creep.
Yeah.
So this guy used to, I mean, he was basically running like an underage girl sex ring. And he was forcing these girls to like live in his house. They couldn't get out. They couldn't go. I mean, this is not even new news. This is stuff that's been going on for like 10 to 15 years, and it's taken us this long to actually get him in jail. So anybody watched that documentary about R. Kelly, which is, I think it was called Surviving R. Kelly, which was horrific. I mean, if you still thought, I believe I can fly, after watching that thing, if you still gave him any credit for music, you're like, you know. And I've always said, like, there's some musicians who they might be really terrible people in real life, but you can forgive them some of that because they make great music. I can't do that with R. Kelly. I've tried. I thought about it, and he's just such a creep. I feel so sorry for all these women who've encountered him.
What do we do with his music now?
Well,
what do we do with his music now?
Well,
cancel him.
Well, you know you're only going to be
able to cancel him.
You're not allowed to listen to it while other people are around because you're going to be judged super
That's
hard.
What it is. Yeah. People are still going to be bumping and grinding and what was the other one? Behind closed doors. You better believe they're still going to be doing it. My immediate question was, what about Michael Jackson? Because although never convicted, what are we doing there? Because everyone's still saying the king.
I don't know.
Macaulay Culkin slept at his house. That's gross.
I don't know why we all have to comply with the same moral code on all of this stuff. If you want to listen to R. Kelly and nobody else knows, you should be allowed to. And I don't understand why the internet tries to make us all do and think the same things. Now, as much as I've just said, R. Kelly is like one of the grossest people that's ever lived, and I'm glad that he's gone to jail, and I think many people have said the same thing. I still think that you've got to be able to, in your mind, unless you're a child, you've got to be able to separate the fact that this is a guy who clearly had a whole lot of musical talent, but he's also a sicko and a twisted freak. So you can walk and chew gum at the same time. And the fact that everybody on the internet needs everyone else to cancel, otherwise they won't feel morally superior, is ridiculous. It's the same way as, you know, there are a whole lot of people who are going around saying, if you're not vaccinated, then it doesn't make me safe. Meanwhile, you're the one who's gone for the vaccination. You're probably a whole lot safer because you've had the vaccine. So what do you care what someone else who doesn't have it is doing? It's none of your business. Get on with your life. You don't have to, just because everyone else is out there morally outraged about R. Kelly, and trust me, I am too, doesn't mean that you're not allowed to ever listen to his songs again. I mean, there were World Cup songs that we were involved with, if you recall. So,
was there actually? Because I'm trying to think now.
Yes,
what
of course.
R. Kelly song do I know?
So,
and the only R. Kelly song is I know is it I Believe I Can Fly? Is that the song?
I Believe I Can Fly is one of them. There was that The World's Greatest, which he did for the Ali movie. Which was pretty big.
Wait, I actually love that song.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Step in the Name of Love. The stuff he did with the Isley Brothers. Probably one of the greatest music videos of all time.
Right.
With the Isley Brothers. So, listen, R. Kelly is a music...
Bump and Grind is was huge.
See nothing wrong.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one.
What do you think Bump and Grind means, Jenna? You said you haven't.
I have an idea in my head.
It's just a car with bad suspension.
I mean, we had.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to let it morph in my head, and then maybe
we had that song. Sign of a Victory, which was the one that he did for the 2010 World Cup.
Love that song.
There was Ignition.
Love that song.
You know. Here's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing, sipping on coke and rum. I'm like, so what? I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun. That was a good song.
We should have listened.
Wow,
he was telling us.
Really good.
And he was telling us in those lyrics. We should have listened.
Right.
We should have listened what Robert was up to.
So,
a monster.
Do you think it's important though that people also show how virtuous and good they are by like cutting R. Kelly's music from their playlist? Do you think it makes any difference?
I mean, I don't think that he's done what he's done.
Sure.
So, not listening to his music. You know, it's not going to really affect anyone besides
victims.
So I guess,
sure.
Yeah, it's not going to really help anyone by pulling away from not listening to his songs. But I think, you know, it's hard because just listen to his music. It doesn't change the person that he is or what he's done. The music's already being recorded. It's out there. Like, if you want to listen to it, I don't think someone who listens to his songs is a bad person.
Listen, Gareth, it's very difficult for us to do this very simple act in life. Is people are terrible at separate the character
right
from behavior. It's like, man, it's such a difficult thing to do. What do you do now? Like, his behavior was to parade and sing and be brilliant, but the character's rotten. Can you now say?
I'm going to say that this is childish. This is the same as those people who want to look back on history, and everybody in history is evil because they did one or two things wrong, or they didn't have the morals of today, so they try and cancel them. It's childish because you don't have any idea of perspective, and you're judging people by the ideas that we have today. You know, one day, there could be a point in the very near future, it could even be 20, 30 years into the future, where people will look at all of us who eat animals, and they'll say, oh my God, those people are all so revolting, we've got to cancel all of them. So you think you've lived a good life, right? You think you've mostly gone through your life, you don't hurt people, you don't do bad things, you haven't started a war, you haven't been implicated in a genocide, you haven't gone around stabbing old ladies or drinking petrol or doing any really dangerous things. And then somewhere down the line, someone's going to look back on your life and go, oh, but hang on, Jenna and Mbulelo and Gareth and some other people, they used to eat animals. They used to eat beef and lamb and chicken. I mean, that's disgusting because we don't do that anymore today. And they won't be able to. Won't be able to separate what people do and what their character is from their creations and from their successes. Everybody in the world and in all of human history has had some character flaw somewhere in them because we're human. None of us are perfect.
Sure.
If you think that there's such a thing as a perfect human being, and worse, if you think you're that perfect human being, I've got bad news for you. Somewhere along the way, we're going to find some chink in your armor, and then you're going to be in big trouble in history because they're going to look back on you. All they'll remember is the bad thing. You're going to throw away your whole life because of that bad thing.
Yeah. But we need a baseline for morally reprehensible. And you know what he did to Aaliyah is when kings and queens were getting married at 12, Gareth, that needs to be condemned to the Middle Ages. We can no longer have a man, R. Kelly, forcing a 15-year-old into marriage, lying about that. And I don't know if you've seen the documentary and the story with Aaliyah, but that's so morally reprehensible on its own that he should almost be cancelled as a terrorist for that. She's 15, Gareth.
No,
15.
Listen, we have laws, and there are things that people morally don't agree with, and there are things that are just illegal. And I'm not going to defend R. Kelly. There's no way that I think that anything that he did in terms of all these girls that he pretty much abused and he terrorized them. There's no other way to put it. But that doesn't mean that if I listen to R. Kelly's songs that I'm endorsing his behavior. You know what I mean? Because I know because I just recited the lyrics to Ignition doesn't mean I'm go R. Kelly. I love all that bad stuff that you did. Obviously not. We have to as individuals be able to separate the two things, as you said just now, Mbulelo. And I'm just not into people who sit around and the best they can do is try to appear to be a virtuous, good human being by nailing other people. When actually in their own lives, they're so dreary and boring. No one's ever cared what their opinion is on someone.
That's true.
I think that he has done what he's done, I think people probably would be, more inclined not to listen to his stuff.
Probably.
Because that is part of cancel culture and he should be canceled. And I think a lot of people, including myself, will cancel him. But I think it does go back to just because you listen to it, doesn't mean you are a bad person.
No.
I do think it's more complex than just saying what he did comparing, it's more complicated than comparing us eating meat in the future.
You think so
to what
now.
He did now.
You can say that now, but it's definitely going to be we're gonna be judged one day. And you might even be judged one day because who knows that our descendants don't end up walking on their hands one day, right? And they look back on all of us and they go, oh my God, those people used to walk on their feet. How gross. Could well happen.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, I've got pretty big hands as well. I'm going to consider that. But the other day I was talking to somebody and I was just like, I met this chick and she was so hot. And this person had a huge problem that I said, chick.
How can you talk about
that? Chick. Oh, how dare you? And then she started going off and I was just like, if you don't get out of my face right now, we're going to have a real problem. Your face now, but except the difference between you and I is that you're a good person. I told her, get the hell out of my face. Come police me here.
It's a very easily won victory. And this is where I don't take people like that seriously. If someone's going to judge you for using a word or they're going to find something that you did on the internet 5 years ago and they're going to hold that up to you and say, oh, well, I'm a better person than you because of this. Fine. Go and fuck yourself. I'm about as interested in your opinion of me as I am in R. Kelly's future sex life, which is going to be pretty damn difficult in jail. Anyway, he has been found guilty. Here's the actual story, in case you're wondering, of exploiting his superstar status to run a scheme to sexually abuse women and children over 2 decades. 11 accusers, 9 women and 2 men, have taken the stand over the searing 6-week trial to describe sexual humiliation and violence at his hands. After just 2 days of deliberation, the jury found him guilty on all 9 charges. So sentencing is due on the 4th of May, and he could actually spend the rest of his life behind bars. The jury found Kelly, whose full name is Robert Sylvester Kelly, was the ringleader of a violent and coercive scheme that lured women and children for him to sexual abuse. And the singer, who's most famous for his songs Ignition, I Believe I Can Fly, was found to have trafficked women between the U.S. and states in the U.S. So, I mean, a real creep on anybody's list, but there we go. Horrible, horrible human
it's
being.
It's so wild to think that people actually behave like this. And this is the fact that it went on for so long, it's sickening to just know that, why wasn't it stopped before?
I wonder.
And I think now that.
I wonder how many people before R. Kelly who were famous or really, really rich and before the world of social media and before the fact that we could find out about half of this stuff, how many of them got away with it? That's another thing that we've got to talk about at some point.
I mean, there's the Jeffrey Epstein and that whole case there, chick that he was.
Right.
He was doing this same thing with. She just disappeared, and he was in jail. And it's where's that girl? She needs to be put in jail too. Why is it so under the radar? And I think now in the times, especially, people are very you know, you got to own up to what you've done. You did wrong. I mean, not even wrong. It's like you've done disgusting things. Like, you need to be punished for it. So I 100%. Think, you know.
And you know what's interesting about this is we always want the big, like, the big scoop, you know, like, oh, mystery and a journalist in a dark corner. It's like the biggest monstrosities are happening in plain sight.
Yeah.
They happen in plain sight every day around us. And we miss because of what you said earlier, Gareth, is that we're so good at trying to look good instead of trying to be good or actually being good. Not trying to be good, being good 60, 70% of the time. That the monstrosities that are around us all the time. They walk past us at Pick and Pay when picking organic mangoes.
So, I mean, here's the really horrible thing that people don't like to talk about, right? Is you hear about someone like R. Kelly doing this and behaving really disgustingly towards young girls. And meanwhile, in South Africa, we know that most of the abuse that happens within families. We know that it is someone who is known to the victim. And this is where you've got to hold that mirror up and realize, like, society is the ordinary folks, because we find out about the famous ones. We don't find out so easily about the normal people who do this, right? And there's some disgusting man somewhere who, you know, sneaks into bed with his niece every night. And he does this, he's been doing this for years, since she was a tiny child. And I think that's the kind of shit that really upsets me. So R. Kelly, it's easy to get outraged about R. Kelly because, you know, he's famous, and then you can rail against a famous person. You can feel superior because, you know, this famous person's been caught out. But those are the people we should all be up against and up in arms about. Anyway, another headline. Here's a guy who's coming onto the show soon. I get to interview him, I think, next week. His name is Angelo Agrizi, and he's the former Bosasa COO. And apparently, according to his lawyer, he is too ill to stand trial. Here he is. There's Angelo Agrizi. He's too ill to stand trial, but somehow I've got an interview with him. So we'll see how that goes. And hopefully he'll survive the interview.
He's too ill, huh?
He's too ill. Well, that's what his doctor says. And apparently he has been forced to resort to virtual consultations, so you can still do those. But his doctor has testified he's not fit enough to appear in court, and he says the state has not said yet whether they'll send their own team to check on his health. But it's basically him and Jacob Zuma too ill to attend trial. So we'll see what happens there.
Oh, shame.
Exactly.
You know, shame.
Throw Shabir Sheikh in there, then it's the Holy Trinity.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
I hope they feel better, and maybe when they feel better, they can come to trial if they want.
this is interesting.
This is like a big word we love to say, shame.
Shame
for everyone.
South Africans, don't you think we say that word more than anyone else? I mean, if you say shame,
yeah, we do.
In other countries, like you said, you were in the UK for a while, Jenna, and if you say shame, it means different stuff to what it means to us when we say shame.
People get offended. Yeah.
Because
shame. Shame, man.
There they actually mean, it means it's something shameful. It's something you should be ashamed about, rather than something that you're going shame and patting someone on the head because they're not having an easy time.
Especially for British people, they're very, you know, proud and whatever. And I was working in a coffee shop there, funny enough, and like something happened and I was like, oh, shame, I'm so sorry. And then I was like, what do you mean, shame? It's like kind of like a sentence starter. Like, we'd be having a conversation, I'll be like, shame, y'all know. It's like, what are you, what language are you speaking?
No, they don't.
I'll teach you what black people say. Yeah, it's kiskepsel. If you know, you know, I can't translate. Shame, acha shame, kiskepsel. Like, one about, agreed. What cool. We say, Betty say, give a little swiggy. Say, shame, kiss gap, say. Agreed.
I may need you to write that down for me.
I want to hear your mom do it in your next video. That'll be hilarious.
Yeah. I write it down, put it in an email, send it to her, and we'll figure it out.
So here's an interesting story. Whitney Houston, who's been dead now for some time, back in 2012, she died. Okay. Her team, that's a whole 10 years ago, her team, her estate, what's left of her money, they have got together with MAC Cosmetics to make a new makeup line. The Whitney Houston estate signed a long-term, multifaceted partnership with the beauty brand, which will see some of the My Love Is Your Love hitmaker's best-known looks recreated to coincide with the release of an upcoming biopic, I Want to Dance with Somebody. So obviously Whitney Houston, a very beautiful woman and someone who people have idolized for a long time. Her estate have decided they're going to release a makeup line with the dead estate of, or the estate of the late Whitney Houston. So I don't know. Do you think people will have a problem with that? Do you think people will say, oh no, I don't want to wear someone's makeup if it's endorsed by someone who's dead? Or do you think that that's not an issue?
No.
It's cool?
I mean, as someone who wears makeup, I think I love Whitney Houston. I love one of her songs, a few of them.
You probably know a lot of
she's coming out with... Yeah, I'm sure I do. No, I know I do. But, you know, if she's coming out with a makeup line, that's, like, so cool. It's like, okay, well, what colors is she going to use? What's kind of like, I don't know.
I'm going to check it out.
What are we going to make with?
Well, at least you're keeping an open mind to it, because I do have this to say in terms of great pop stars, she's probably one of the greatest who's ever lived. And she was absolutely drop dead beautiful. And she did have pretty amazing skin, at least until she became a proper cokehead towards the end and a major drug addict and started hanging with Bobby Brown the whole time, because then she deteriorated really quickly. So I don't know. I mean, I think maybe there are a lot of women.
I lost you on my side. Did you already do the Whitney Houston makeup? It'll cover up the crack. did you already go there or not? No. Okay.
All right. Very good. So they're going to do something that she goes. So listen to this. Her sister-in-law and ex-manager Pat Houston says that the idea is coming to fruition. It is something that I know Whitney would have loved. I love it when people. Like your, just think about this. This is her sister-in-law, okay? Her sister-in-law says it's something Whitney would have loved. Meanwhile, she's probably one of the people who's skimming off the top of this whole thing. So it's not really something Whitney would have loved, Pat. It's something you would have loved. Anyway, I mean, for what it's worth. That's great. I love when people use the dead to justify things. So here are a couple of comments. Michelle says, here in New Zealand, you will be eyeballed if you say shame. And it's just part of our language, man. Yeah, that's exactly right. Apparently, they did a makeup line with Aaliyah. The dead makeup deals. So well done to Mac. I mean, I suppose, listen, you also have to remember that there are makeup artists who work on dead people. You know, the ones who like put the makeup on corpses? How's that for a job?
Yeah. Yeah.
That must be the most horrible job. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'd get freaked the hell out. But they're makeup artists who they will do the most incredible makeup job on a dead person so that they can look absolutely terrific as they get put in the coffin. And you know, a lot of these people have, I hate them, but there are these people who love an open casket at a funeral. So you've got to have makeup, which is really disturbing. Yeah. Oy, oy, oy. All right. That's all we got time for on the headline front this morning. And Jenna, I'm really happy that you managed to join us today. You can follow Jenna. You can go to her Instagram. You can go to her YouTube channel. You can go to her TikTok. Give us all the handles so we have all the info.
So, yeah, it's Jenna Babes on Instagram with an underscore. And then it's Jen Burks on TikTok.
Awesome.
And that's all we have. And then there's Jenna Berkowitz, but you'll find that on Jenna Babes.
Awesome stuff. Well, keep doing the good work and keep harassing your poor mother because we love seeing her reaction.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned for the next video. We'll see what I come up with. Maybe I'll ask her for a trip to Cape Town or something bizarre.
Let's see her have to wrangle something, but she'll just say, "Go and ask your father." That's what she'll say.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, it all started as like a joke, and now it is what it is, and it's like carrying on the fun it's fun.
How many followers do you got at the moment?
Last time I checked, I have like 3,000 and something, 3,041 at the moment.
Very good. Keep on going.
3,341.
Nice. Yeah. Very good. I love the fact that that one video has over 600,000 views already and growing. So there we go. All right. Thanks very much.
Amazing.
Cheers, Jenna. Nice to see you.
Thank you so much. Cool. Thanks for having me. Bye, guys.
Bye. There's Jenna Berkowitz making Joburg interesting. We've got some pretty fun characters all around Joburg, and I just love checking in on these people, finding out what they're all about. And you know, the relationship with the mom is what I find so entertaining, because there are, again, so many people whose relationships are horrible with their parents, and they could never joke with them, certainly couldn't film them. And if you did see what was going on in their houses, you would be horrified. So it's nice to see that she's doing this fun stuff.
I also like that she's the cookie cutter of what's sitting at Tasha's all the time. Like, that's what Tasha sounds like. And I love that that's what she actually sounds like.
No, she's 100%.
It's hysterical
real.
To me.
She's great. So
we found out about her
from Flax one morning, and I've been following her since then, and some of her stuff is really, really good. Mongezi says, awesome. I just tuned into the show. Who is this cutie pie of a guest host on my screen? Well, I'm pretty sure Mongezi's not talking about you, Mbulelo. So you can follow her on Jenna Babes with a Z and then an underscore. And you'll be able to find her there. Corona's Boring says, the mortician has to slap the shit out of the face to get some color in the cheeks. Remember, no risk of bruising. That's frightening. But I don't understand why people... Maybe it's do you think it's cultural, or do you think it's religious, or why do people like an open casket? That to me is freaky stuff. Who does that?
It's so weird.
Mm.
It's so weird because you were mentioning the person who's doing the makeup. Like, is makeup for, who's it for? To give the person dignity, or for us so we're not disgusted? I've always been interested in that, because I've never thought, oh, bloody hell, I saw the Smith. Did you see the Smith corpse? She looked unbelievable. Like, who's it for?
I think it's a bit of both, because where they have to do it is when there's been like real trauma, and that person's been like in a car accident or whatever, and then they have to make them look like they weren't. So that's an obvious, that's for us kind of thing, or perhaps you could say it's for them. But I think most of the time it's just to make them look peaceful and serene. You never really know.
Close the casket. Like, why are we doing open casket? Come on, guys.
Yeah, it's totally necessary.
No. Not doing that anymore. Let's cancel that. Like, arguably, let's cancel it.
Rebellious Ruth is just reminding us to like and subscribe, which you have to do. Because I never remember to do this. And if you're going to be successful on the internet, you need to remember to do this stuff. So I was talking to the team yesterday. I went into the office, and we've got way more people who are, and even though we've only been doing the YouTube stuff for a couple of months now, and I'm getting used to it. I'm not thrilled about it. And, you know, we haven't really put any major thought into it yet, but we're trying to get people to do the on-camera stuff, and, you know, record themselves looking with a nice background, and, you know, try to make it a little bit more presentable. It's not our priority, though. I mean, we've got way more people listening to podcasts than we do have people watching. And I there are lots of brilliant, brilliant shows on podcasts that I've never watched on YouTube, so I totally get that. But if you have any ideas and you want us to change something, then let us know, because we're obviously open to those ideas. And we've got to grow the audience in all the different places. When I started doing the YouTube, I actually thought we would lose people from podcasting, and we'd gain people on, you know, YouTube viewing. But it turns out that's not the case at all. The two are completely unrelated. The one is something that people have been used to for 7 years now, and that's where by far the majority of our audience are. And then there are people who just like to check in every now and then and see kind of what's going on and what people look like. And if we have a guest on who's, you know, particularly interesting or funny, or they want to see them, or they're good looking or whatever, then they tune in for that.
You know, it's interesting about what you've just said. So for the MKT show, we've been in conversations with a few broadcasters in the UK and America. And it's interesting how I keep trying to explain this to people. Digital, or what we call sophisticated consumers, and linear consumers are not the same people. So you can stream on YouTube and have it on TV at the same time. it's two completely different markets. And I've done a little bit of research over the time, because the core of the MKT show is YouTube, right? And so it's not just us where we're struggling to educate people with what you're saying, Gareth. Trust me. And I'm talking big networks in America, and they still don't get that your digital consumers and your linear consumers are two completely different people.
But I don't know that I'm even one of those kinds of people, because it all depends on what the content is that I'm consuming or where I am at the time. I only have one TV in my house, right? Which I know is very, very middle class and completely unacceptable. But I have one TV in my house, and it's in the TV room. I don't have a TV in my bedroom, and I very seldom use it on my own. I'll never go into that room and just like turn on the TV. I'm not that kind of person. So I watch most of the stuff that I watch on this, especially if it's YouTube or other stuff, you know, that I'm watching that's online content, basically. But when I do use the TV, it's either when I've got people here and there's, you know, sport on, or there's music that we want to play through the TV or whatever. I don't really think about the means of delivery so much. But there are things like your show that you do every day is filmed in really, really good definition. I mean, it's like ultra HD, and you can watch that on TV and it looks spectacular. You watch most of the stuff on YouTube on there and it looks terrible. It's grainy, and you actually wish you had a smaller screen just so you didn't keep noticing how bad the quality is.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. No, it's true. But
Ruth wants us to get a funeral parlor director on so we can ask questions that are macabre, but it will happen. Okay, well, we'll try and get that. That'll be fun. Barry says, I watch your show every morning. It's a good way to start the day. Keep up the good show. Thank you. Well, we're trying, Barry. I appreciate it. Yeah. Too much work to watch the show. I listen on the app and only have YouTube open for comments. I have shit to do. Cannot be watching this shit for 2 hours of my day. Well, you're hilarious, Carl, because the fact that you've got two different things, you've got the app on and then you've got YouTube open to comment, is terrific. I mean, you're already doing a lot of work there, so thank you. And then Steph says, like shame, another word that we use incorrectly is a couple. In other countries, it means a pair. But in South Africa, we use it as a few. So, I've got a couple of friends who do this.
Yeah, you know, I've got a couple of girlfriends.
Correct.
Or whatever.
If you say that in most countries, they'll think you actually mean you have a couple of girlfriends, which is kind of hilarious as well. So we'll get to that a little bit later on. And we've got Tracy saying here, in Jewish custom, this is Ruth again. She says, in Jewish custom, there are no open caskets. Was it Catholic? I think it is Catholics. I'm not sure. Or Hindus. Michelle says it's part of Hindu funeral. Bulela, your summary of Man U yesterday was gospel. Incredible insights. So what did you say about them?
Yeah. You know, they heard of a guy called Cristiano Ronaldo. Not sure if you've heard of him. He's a pretty
just
big
a little
deal.
Bit.
Anyway, so he's come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's come back to Man United, and the institution of Man United's like not at his level right now. So my kind of comparison was, you know, when you have a partner in life and she's ready to get married, but you still want to drink on Sunday nights.
Oh, yeah.
So you're at different places in life. It never works. The relationship doesn't work. And I think that's where Man United and Ronaldo wants to get married. He wants to win now, and Man United is an absolute shambles. So it was a relationship analogy like that. I'm glad Tracy liked it.
But in a situation like that, sometimes the person who's not in a hurry pulls the other one down and actually makes them worse. So do you think Cristiano Ronaldo is going to find himself reduced and find himself in a position where he's not as good after a while because he's playing with people who aren't at the level that he's used to? Or do you think he'll pull the squad up with him?
No, I think he's done the pulling up the squad. He's at the legacy phase of his career where he just wants to play well. He'll be fine. What he will do is leave, because he did it to Juventus before, where he went for one season and he saw this is a mess. Man United fans mustn't think Ronaldo's hanging around. If the nonsense carries on till the end of the year, Ronaldo's got two more years left. He's out of there. And he's got a shark of an agent. The guy, Jorge Mendes, they don't care who you are. They will leave when they decide. So I don't think he'll hang around.
Well, Sean says Ronaldo's probably going to get a back spasm carrying the whole side this season. That's good. All right. AFD says, I would love to hear your take on that Rob Herzog speech on BizNews TV. The interview was great too. Well, I've got good news. If you liked what Rob Herzog had to say, he just laid into the ANC and said that they are the reason that this country is a disaster, and the ANC must take ownership of the fact that it has been hopelessly incompetent, and it has plunged South Africa into an economic situation that many people think we'll never recover from. And Rob did this at a BizNews TV conference in the Drakensberg, and I actually I spoke to Rob yesterday. He's going to join us on the Burning Platform tomorrow. So we're getting all the people in the news. Rob Herzog is on the Burning Platform tomorrow. We've got Angelo Agretti coming on. We've got all the newsmakers on cliffcentral.com. So stick around here. You'll find all these people. Michael says, my Nigerian friend said that their custom was to leave the dead relative in the lounge for 3 days. Once the kids were no longer shocked and were playing regardless of the corpse, then they buried it.
Jeez. What?
That sounds creepy
as
well.
Is he joking?
I don't know. I can't tell whether it's a joke or not. That's, yeah.
Cheapest.
For 3 days. Phew. When does it start to get a bit like, you know?
I don't know. I've never murdered anyone, so I don't know.
Bit smelly and dirty.
Yeah.
Not my idea of fun.
I'll let you know if I murder somebody.
All right. Well, we've got lots of exciting stuff coming in the next hour. We're going to speak to Sean Sanders. We're also going to speak to the best barista in Starbucks's universe. In fact, this guy is a champion. He started off in KZN and started as a barista 4 years ago. He's the current barista champion across Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. Out of 10,000 partners in the region, he took the title and has retained it in the last year. Ishan is also coming in. We met Ishan the other day because they popped in at the office. And he is the category and coffee lead for all the Starbucks in South Africa with 3 South African and 2 All-African barista champion titles. He's also the South African AeroPress champion, and he had the honor of coaching and mentoring Teddy and a whole bunch of other champions. So, Bulelo, this is like heaven for you. We're going to be talking coffee, but awesome. Not just pedestrian coffee discussions. We're going to talk about it at a high level. And for anybody who's a major coffee fan, you'll want to hear what this is all about, and it's coming up in just a short while. So stick around for that. And for Sean Sanders from Revix and a whole lot more, cliffcentral.com. Stick around. We'll see you in a minute.
Cliffcentral.com.